Magic Millions. The Gold Coast has been a terrific place for Greg Hickman in recent years. 11-11 won the Magic Millions Cup yesterday.
Sam Barr's in that clump as well, and back near the inside there is Ree Double at the 350, just in front. Discharge here from Snows on the outside. 11-11 back near the inside. Yao Dash and Soxagon making ground, and the Astrologer is the next one. 11-11 Snow Zone. Discharge is still there. Latest Soxagon over on the inside. 11-11 from Soxagon. Discharge and Yao Dash. 11-11's in front. 11-11. 11-11's one from Soxagon. Not sure first.
Terrific ride from Nash Ruwilla, 11-11, coming off that victory at Canterbury at his most recent start in a race that was a good pointer to that race yesterday. And another victory, the Gold Coast Magic Millions, for Greg Hickman. He joins us this morning. Congratulations, Greg.
Thanks very much, Warren.
It's been a terrific race carnival and a sale for you in recent years. Parada comes to mind. What a great horse he was for you and the team. And 11-11, hopefully you get paid a little bit quicker this year, Greg.
Yeah, no, well, that'll happen, I'd say. Yeah, we had a few circumstances last year, but it's all good now, and it's done super.
Tell us about the story behind 11-11. What was it that attracted you to him in the first place?
Yeah, we had a group of people at the Gold Coast, and they all had their opinions, and Adam Carney really liked the horse, and his wife at the time had twins, so we were about to have twins, and we were standing there, and he said, "Look, mate, I've got to go home and look after my wife, and I'll leave you here to do the job." And the horse got passed in, and we talked to Ian Smith and got it for $230.
Which is a good price for a son of Fastnet Rock. He's a gelding. Was he a horse that you gelded very early before he got to the races, or did you try and persevere with him as a colt for a period of time?
No, he was never ever going to be a colt. He just had the wrong attitude. He wanted to be the boss, and that couldn't happen. And if you have a look, in, even after we gelded him, his racing attitude was a little bit more to educate, put it that way.
When you're at the sales and buying horses like 11-11 and Parada, how important is it now with this carnival being what it is and the fact that you can come back year after year and run in million-dollar races? How important is that for you in terms of attracting clients and part owners?
Look, it's very important. I mean, it's a great aspect. I mean, it gives you a chance to get out of the state and get up there in the warmer weather for a week or two and catch up with everybody, and as I said, very important to be buying the right horses so you can be back next year at the good money.
What did you make of the race the way it panned out yesterday?
Yeah, it panned out pretty much how we thought. We always were going to be positive, and I just said to Nash, you've got a better product than what you rode last time when you rode in the Hawkesbury Guineas, and it was plenty of pace in the race, but we just wanted to be where he could be and just hit the line strong, and that's what he did.
That was his fourth run this preparation. What do you do with him? Was that grand final day and earn a little bit of a break, or is there something in the short term for him even back home?
Yeah, no, I think he'll deserve a week in the paddock, and we'll sit down and just have a think about it. I think what I learned yesterday, I think he probably doesn't want to go any further than 1,400. We'll just sit in and see what's available out there.
What's the feedback in terms of how Parada's settled into his new life?
Yeah, no, actually the young bloke that was looked after him at the stud is working for us now, and he said it's just business as usual. He just does his job like he did in the stables, a little professional, and I think he's got 130-plus mares in foal, so there'll be plenty to pick from in 18 months' time.
How's the sales been for you this year?
No, we've only come up with two. We bought a colt out of a couple of horses that we've got here in the stable last night, and we bought a hellbent filly out of a nice two-year-old family, so hopefully we can get her to the races next year.
having a horse like Parada come through the stable and for you to nurse him through his career and then turn him into the stallion that he is now and such a valuable commodity, how important has that been for you in your training career?
I just think it's another spoke in the wheel, you know what I mean? Something that I think we'd all sort of aspire to be able to have a horse that we trained that went on to be a stallion that was in part of the history of racing, leave some sort of legacy there. You know what I mean? Everyone in the stable and the owners were very proud of Pirata. He was such a nice animal to do anything with, and you know what I mean? You always want the A-graders, don't you?
You do, and you do a great job with the team that you prepare, and 11-11, a great example of that. Consecutive wins yesterday, and heading there with now three wins on the board. So building a picket fence, he's earned a week in the paddock. You've probably earned a week in the paddock yourself, Greg. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Warren. Anytime.
Greg Hickman there, 11-11, Parada. What a great week that Magic Millions week has been for him, and how important that's been for him and his part owners in his training career. And in the ownership of 11-11, in the ownership of Parada, sometimes trainers get left with a share. Sometimes it's a good business sense. Probably more often than not, it isn't. But for Greg Hickman to be a part owner of both 11-11 and in particular Parada has been significant for him.